This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, well, well. 332 days until this incredibly important election. Every day counts. December 6th, 2019, on this Friday worldwide broadcast. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And I tend to get in here at the beginning of a broadcast and have this whole transmission planned out. Within about an hour, I've ended up only covering two subjects or so, and then I start getting really mad at myself. So I'm going to try as best I can in the first 30 minutes to just hit all this news, even if I just mention it, and then try to plow back through the topics so we can open the phones up, because I love taking your calls on a host of subjects. But obviously, Americans particularly need to be able to respond to this two-month-long fake impeachment travesty, not just fiasco or train wreck, and where it's all going. Because we have been dead on predicting what they'll do so far. It's not really hard to do. When you have no shame, when you're completely psychotic and out of control, and you're subconsciously begging to be slapped down and stopped, like these globalists are. Now, some of this news is news I didn't get to yesterday that's so important I must cover it today. And that, of course, is Putin says in some countries of the world, the word mother is being replaced. Now, how big a statement is that? And it's actually true. And just let that sink in instead of it just being background noise. And then tie it into this article today. The Russian foreign minister, Medvedev, I'm pronouncing that right, says cutting Russia off from SWIFT would mean declaration of war. I guess that's the Russian prime minister saying that. Their foreign minister also said that. That's why I was saying, is that the right name? I've got two articles on this. That means not letting Russians, the Russian government, the Russian people, use credit cards and banking outside of Russia. Mark of the beast. Same stuff. They took five bank accounts away from us last year. Perfect credit score, perfect merchant accounts, perfect histories. We even got the internal documents. But the ADL had Wikipedia say we were a hate group. That was then used by G2 in Boston, really the CIA, to list me as a Russian agent. And they took five accounts away. One of them was 23 years old, and it had more than $40 million go through it funding this operation. The banks had made millions and millions and millions off of credit card and debit card and all the rest of the fees. And they said, your perfect credit is nothing. The ADL is God. Just like Hitler would say, if you're a Jew, you can't have a bank account. Well, I now get to have America's preeminent Jewish organization say that I don't get to have a bank account. They are God. Should I go in front of the ADL and set myself on fire and say, I'm sorry, just gasoline, just light myself up and go, you are my God, you are my king, and just burn before they ship me off to a death camp? So I did nothing to you? But side issue. See, that's the kind of stories we have here. I'm fired up today. in more ways than one. I didn't tell them to put fire behind it. They need to stop that. Down to that fire. Take those globalists living in there. Cyber Week is here with the biggest sales of 2019. No sales in our history can even approach this. Triple Patriot points. Store-wide free shipping. 50 to 70% off. And when you add auto ship to it on the order, a lot of these products become loss leaders, meaning I'm losing money on them, but bringing in capital so I can fund ourselves into next year. It is critical for folks to take advantage of these sales. If you've ever been on the fence trying some of the products like the protein bars or Turbo Force and the fish oil, now is the time. We've got huge specials on DNA Force Plus, our flagship product, with a free bottle of Brain Force Plus with it. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com during Cyber Week. Now, a lot of these sales will continue through Christmas, but some of them have to end because the products are selling out. InfoWarsStore.com funds the InfoWar. Thank you.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
December 6th, 2019. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And let me just be a good boy and read you the headlines without getting into them. Bloomberg unveils extreme gun control plan. Every gun control proposal that has failed in the past is included. Basically, total gun ban, like Chicago or D.C. Meanwhile, David Knight covered in great detail this morning before I went live. Academics, top academics, call for U.N. military to enforce climate hoax agenda and arrest those that disagree. Here's the article out of the New American with links to the U.N. U.N. military action to enforce climate agenda. It may happen, say academics. But meanwhile, remember this flashback? Obama administration and U.N. announced global police force to fight extremism in the U.S., 4 years ago, I actually played the clips of them saying it on C-SPAN. Would you like me to show Loretta Lynch, the former attorney general and the former vice president, Joe Biden, saying all that? I mean, this is really happening. We're going to be going over all of that today, and we've got former MLB star Aubrey Huff, who's a big listener. Says he's teaching his children about guns in case Sanders beats Trump, jokingly in a video. And so they've sent the CPS after him. They're calling for his arrest. And a New York Times article I'm not even going to dignify yesterday, saying that I secretly hunt and then cover up videos of the animals I've shot. Imagine the aliens that live in New York, some areas in those high rises that write for the New York Times, who actually think like hunting's illegal. And that you should be arrested if you're hunting, and then I'm covering up videos of animals I've hunted. We've played some of those videos. Bizarre. It's like, he was heterosexual. No. And he had children. I can't tell you how many times I've been in Whole Foods or something. Particularly it happened to my ex-wife, but it happened to me a few times. And people were like, you got too many kids. So I had 3 children, then I got 4 now. They're really just jealous. I've had people walk up to me at P. Terry's when I was driving my F-150, not even that big of a truck. I mean, it wasn't even jacked up and stuff. Had a little bit bigger tires. And so he walks up and she goes, you Texans make me sick. And I go, what? She goes, this truck, you don't need this. And my son was sitting there. We just been at the Barton Springs swimming, and he just started laughing at her. Then her husband, or whoever he was, because the P. Terry's place, you mainly drive around it. Their original location on South Lamar, where I was, only had outdoor, you know, pulling up. But people can walk up to a window also on the front and order food. And then her husband or boyfriend, whoever it was, sort of bowing up, when you got a problem, punk? And it was all just because I was suntan and, you know, I think I was wearing a Texas shirt or whatever and had a big truck. These people hate you, ladies and gentlemen. But I said I'd just read the headlines. They totally flipped out on him talking about taking his sons to a gun shop and getting them firearms. He's joining us. And these aren't really our top stories. I'm just going through these. Oh, just the UN's coming for your guns. No big deal. It's now coming out in major Israeli newspapers that Epstein was a Mossad agent used to blackmail American politicians. This former Israeli spy, and I've interviewed another former Israeli spy who said that on my show like a decade ago, Victor Ostrowski. So, again, tomorrow's news today. It's a new epic prank. Walmart employee pays his customer named Clinton killed Epstein. So now it's not Epstein didn't kill himself. It's now Clinton killed Epstein. Meanwhile, Polish politician and big globalist tweets photo of finger gun pointed at Trump's back. And he did it very, very seriously. And put out a very, very cryptic message concerning it. Despite seasonal turbulences, our transatlantic friendship must last. And he's saying Trump is only a season. He'll be gone very, very quick, making clearly the gun gesture at his back with Merkel, the head of the EU Islamic takeover, looking on approvingly. And this guy's made statements like Trump must be removed to save Europe, to save the world. Trump is a tyrant. Trump is bad. His name is Donald Tusk. Isn't that just interesting? He's the big Polish globalist leader, but the Poles hate his guts. He leads the European People's Party that is an EU takeover system, and he doesn't believe nations should even exist. By the way, for somebody that's literally been riding Vladimir Putin's proboscis, well, he's it. So he also, because a lot of EU officials have been doing one-sided deals with Russia, so I love how he accuses Trump of all this stuff isn't true, and he's known as a jockstrap sniffer of Vladimir Putin. So we'll be getting to all of that. Coming up as well. Pelosi says civilization itself is at stake if Trump wins re-election. And that's actually true. The globalists are trying to tear down civilization. So she actually made a backhanded true statement. That is their goal, is to get rid of an upwardly mobile civilization for the rest of us. And then let me just tell listeners, if I sounded distracted towards the end of the broadcast yesterday, we're working on big stories that are confirmed that there are white mans going around picking people up all over the United States, but also black SUVs. And we've solved the mystery of what's causing this panic across the country. And let me just leave it like this. We were out last night at 10 o'clock at night sneaking around in the bushes in Austin, Texas. And what we've got is so big that I'm going to be up here Saturday and Sunday, separate from the regular Sunday show I do, normally here from about 2 to 6. I'm going to be here both days working on, see this big stack right here? And the documents and the witnesses and all of it. Because when people see folks being put in vans and folks being put in black SUVs by men in suits, it's like something out of a X-Files episode, and people just know instinctively that's scary. Now, the rumor is they're taking organs. And we know some people have been kidnapped and organs have been taken. I've got all the documents, all the articles, all the crime statistics. Then I've got government media saying none of it's happening. Go to sleep. Everything's okay. But this is even more diabolical than that. And it's the kind of thing where this one story, if somebody broke this one story in their lifetime, it would be the stuff of legend. And, of course, when we break it, they'll do everything they can to block it everywhere. And because it's so incredible and so over the top and so confirmed, no one will even care. Like if a giant flying saucer landed in downtown Austin on top of the Capitol and 1,000 little green men came off, no one would care. Probably. They'd say, oh, it's just the aliens land. But if someone claimed they saw a chupacabra once in the middle of the field with no witnesses, you know, they'd just be total freakouts and constant shows about it. And, oh, what's an Area 51? All this crap. Because people like a mystery they can't solve. They don't like a mystery that is solved. But I'll just tell you what it is up front. But it goes so much deeper. How do you think the UN would take over the United States? You'd collapse civilization. You'd put enough fentanyl on the streets to kill the country 100 times over. And then as things collapse, you just have these non-governmental organizations show up everywhere that are helping everybody until you just get used to them being around. And that's really the martial law force for the collapse. And it's medical experimentation, it's microchipping, it's mark of the beast, it's FEMA camps.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Clearly trying to fix the 2020 election, stealing the 2018 midterms. I mean, computer scientists, top experts, it's all on record. Google brags about it. Facebook brags about it. Twitter brags about it. Project Veritas devastated them all, getting the internal videos of executives admitting it. But it's too corrupt to fail. It's like Planned Parenthood keeping babies alive, selling beating hearts. It's totally illegal. So multi-million dollar judgments against the heroes that went into restaurants and videotaped the people trying to sell them baby parts. Totally legal, totally lawful, but the judge railroaded them out there. And it's the same thing here. I mean, just total corruption is going on. So if you're a TV viewer, look at this photo. This is the big EU party head. A traitor to the Polish people. He's hated in his own country. With Merkel simulating shooting Trump in the back, he had his assistant put the photo out, he admits, and he says Trump needs to be removed, and he's openly calling for people to kill Caesar. And he says Trump is just a season. He's going to be gone very soon. And when I see stuff like that, it really shows you how real Trump is. He's a real president. He's really trying to do the best job he can. He's totally surrounded by traitors. No one will do what he actually says to do. And I'm just going to support the president. That's what is on my heart. And that's my gut. And I'm just backing Trump. And it doesn't mean I'm going to sit there like a cult member and agree with everything he does. It doesn't mean I'm going to enjoy watching him leave us all out to dry, to twist in the wind. Because I got a crew that really busts their ass and that means well and that are smart and do a great job. And it's hard to run an operation with 100 people or so. And what he's trying to do with all this obstruction and the mutiny he's under, he's doing an A-plus job. And you know what? This is an instant gratification civilization. And I think it's important to understand that we should thank God for Trump. And I'm praying for him. And that's what I've wanted to say. That's my gut response. Now, as a man and as a citizen and as somebody watching this country completely overrun and the Democrats engage in massive criminal activity, and my gut's never wrong either about this, I don't think you're going to see what you're thinking you're going to get with the Inspector General report next Monday. I hope folks out there are right, like Matt Bracken, that it's going to be devastating and that we're then going to see the Durham indictments and all the rest of it. And I do know that McCabe was indicted and that they took it up to the deputy head of the Justice Department to try to nix that. That power is there. I think those rules are unconstitutional, but they have that power. And they did not kill the indictment. That was months ago. But there's more than one way for them to shut that down. So if you just follow precedent and you follow the bureaucracy covering its own ass, I would expect him to expose some FBI underlings and say what they did was wrong and maybe call for their prosecution maximum. But you're going to have the FBI and the initial investigation being triggered by Obama and Hillary and the deep state and Brennan. They're going to say, well, there was reason enough to do that because, you know, we got to look out for America and make sure all this wasn't happening. But really, it was a cover up of Hillary and her involvement with Russia, China and others. But, you know, Trump is in office, and Trump got us out of the TPP, and he's trying to stabilize the border. He's trying to get jobs back here, and he's pro-Second Amendment. He's gotten two good Supreme Court justices appointed. He's about to get another one, and they legitimately want him out, and they legitimately are trying to get people to kill him, and they're legitimately harassing his family, and they're legitimately trying to get me to turn against Trump behind the scenes. And I'll tell all the deep staters with the lawsuits and the threats and the rest of it, if they think that's going to get me to turn against Trump and the Second Amendment, it's never going to happen. And they're just surprised that I don't roll over like almost everybody else does, and it's just not going to happen. I'm going to explain something. I cannot roll over. You can have guns to my children's heads. You understand? And I'm not selling humanity out. I'm not joining Satan. Just it's not going to happen. Because I love my children so much, I want their souls to be free. And that's an allegory, an example. I would never want that to happen. I'm explaining that you don't sell out to this and have a future for your children. You don't give in to Hitler one day and then hope he leaves you alone the next week. You don't give in to Stalin one day and hope he leaves you alone the next week. Laying down to all this and cowering to these bullies and cowering to these threats has gotten us to this point where they're openly saying kill him in front of everybody because this guy doesn't have fear that he's going to fall down a flight of stairs doing something like that. Because when he points a metaphorical gun at our president's back and puts out a tweet about, don't worry, this season will soon pass, that is an open pissing on us and saying he's got a gun to our back. How about you come with that gun to my face, because I'm going to take it out of your hands and shove it up your damn ass, you little piece of filth. Excuse me, delay that for family viewers. I mean, listen, how about you stick that gun to Trump's face? I bet he breaks your jaw, you little chicken neck rat. These people are attacking us and threatening us, and I'm sick of it. But I can barely run this operation, and I'm a hard-working, pretty smart person. Trump's done amazing things, and he's the man in the arena, unlike anybody else, and I'm backing him. That doesn't mean if he comes out for red flag laws, if there's some big giant mass shooting or something, that I'm not going to go absolutely ballistic. There are limits. But clearly he's under globalist attack. Clearly this is a real attack. They can't stand him because he's really the president, and I'm backing him 100%. And these leftists calling in when I've criticized Trump and thinking, oh, a chink is in the armor. And, oh, you really backed him before, though. You're bad. You'll never atone for yourself. They're all into this fake moral justification, how they're the moral authority and how you go to them like they're the high priest to get your moral absolution. I piss on you. The only God I've got is God. God speaks to me through my conscience every millisecond. I don't need to be lectured to by the left about Trump and my support. I'm proud I supported Trump. I'm glad I got Trump into office. I'm proud of being persecuted. Because it means I'm over the target. And you know, men all get organized in a war to go do what they're told's right. Sometimes the war is good, sometimes the war is bad. Sometimes you can't tell who the good guys are because it's all from different perspectives. But if men, again, the best allegory, got in airplanes, primitive airplanes to go fly over thousands of anti-aircraft guns and bomb factories and flew towards the flak because that's where the factories are, we can fly into the flak of the globalist suing us, trying to take our bank accounts, harassing us, because if we don't, it's going to be the physical attack that comes next. And being these people's slaves, these little arrogant chicken necks. I mean, look at him. He's even making a, you know, gesture like a child, simulating how Trump's going to get killed. He better hope Trump doesn't get hurt. Because I guarantee you one thing. The president gets hurt or gets shot, that guy is going to have some problems. You want to break some globalist ribs. You want to crush some skulls politically. You want to drive ice picks through their eyeballs spiritually. There's nowhere you can spend money. There's nowhere you can place your bet. in a fight where it's going to have more power per dollar. Your bang for your buck here gets you great products at great prices that literally fund the system where the spirit of resistance lives to drive it home to the enemy. And so it's very simple. If you don't want to be slaves and you want to see the fight taken to the enemy, which God wants to see, you see, we have to make the effort 110%. God will finish the move. And I know I need to stay in the fight, in the attack, attack, attack. I want to attack. I want to go after the globalists. And just believe me, ladies and gentlemen, that if you want somebody to commit to you and your family to fight for all of our futures together, you've got to guarantee you keep me in the game. I'm going to bust my ass with everything I got for us, for myself and my family, for your family, because we're in this together. InfoWarsStore.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Nancy Pelosi has already drafted the articles of impeachment. They were drafted over a month ago. They admitted that. They had their outline. They went forward with their fake trial in the House, which you're not even supposed to do, with a kangaroo court. Now they're going to move forward next week with some more propaganda and statements and then have the vote to send the indictment to the Senate. And I think the Senate is then going to look at what they brought forward and only what they brought forward. And this is going to be obviously very important. And it's when two worlds collide, and I would expect them to pull out all the stops and trigger civil unrest domestically, economic collapse if they're able to, foreign crises, false flags to blame the right wing, Trump inward stories that don't exist, deep fakes, Trump sexual assault stories, just everything. Everything you've already seen the last 4 years thrown again up against the wall one more time with another huge push of false consensus that this is it, he's got to be removed. And then massive censorship in and around what's going to happen in the next 3 weeks, right into early next year, where anybody defending the president, anybody pointing out the lies, will be blocked on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Google, comment sections on news sites, you name it. I mean, it's already massively intense. When you overthrow a government that's legitimate, when you have a coup, you take control of communications, and that's happening. Now, things are so serious and so intense that normally I can come up with a headline for the show in about a minute, because I know what I'm mainly going to talk about, and I give one of the writers a headline to then post the live feed of the show and a couple links to guests or what's coming up on the front page of Infowars.com and Newswars.com. Today, I couldn't come up with a headline because I literally sat here for 30 minutes after I got ready for the show this morning researching, and I tried to think about what we're facing and what you call this. And the headlines were all so sensational that I didn't go with any headline at all. And then I was sitting here during the last little break, and I pulled back, and I said, well, the answer is simple. I mean, it's always been what it has been. And it was the same thing thousands of years ago, and it's the same thing now, and it's all admitted. It's out in the open, and it doesn't matter how sensational something is. You're supposed to report it when it's the truth regardless. And so I'm going to say something I've said 1,000 times. But it really is true, and it really is happening. We're watching a slow-motion United Nations takeover of the United States. Multinational corporations set up the UN to be a world government and dissolve nation-states. And they set up the European Union, the Asian Union, the North American Union that are all in place and operate in quasi-stealth. And instead of them denying global governance, they now admit it and say that nationalist forces are threatening the planet and global depression if we continue to challenge their plan. So they've gone from denying it to admitting it in just the last 3 years. And then I've got all this mainline news from years ago admitting the whole plan. And then even though Trump got into office, he's not in control of even the executive branch. That's not his fault. The swamp is deep. The traitorous activity is massive, and most of it's just cowardice, a bunch of yes men and women. And then even on the ground in Austin, I have the documents and the phone numbers and the addresses, and we've gone and checked it, and they're real places, and it's admitted that UN contractors, the same ones that built the refugee centers in Guatemala, Nicaragua, El Salvador, Venezuela, Brazil, Mexico, that have staged the millions coming up here now from Africa and Asia and the Middle East. I mean, thousands of Africans coming to Texas a day from Congo. That's on the news. We can show you video of it. Not even checked. They just come in. That's why they got Ebola is broken out in the Caribbean. It's broken out here. They just cover it up. And this is the UN invasion. And then you find out they've set it up in Austin, They don't call it UN Refugee Center. But it's the same groups running these. And the cover for it is the giant homeless problem. When the mayor said, hey, if you're in San Francisco, if you're in L.A., if you're in Portland, if you're in Kansas City, if you're in New York, if you're anywhere, we've got the most free stuff, and we're buying old hotels, big ones, and refurbishing them for you, and you get free money, free everything, and we're building warehouses with your own apartments. Come here, and suddenly the number of homeless tripled, they admit, in the last 6 months. I mean, they're everywhere. We look like L.A., just like that. Because they had the aid groups the Democrats run that make money off of all over the United States tell people to come here. If I walk out my door where I live and walk 200 yards, there's homeless. If I walk out of here and go 100 yards, there's homeless. And they all get checks, they get debit cards, they get everything. And now they're getting microchips. And it's all confirmed. They admit it. And they're even telling them, yes, we're here to stabilize things and make it better. It's all about to get to a lot better very soon. It should happen any day now, any week now. There's going to be some problems, but you'll be fine. There'll be a lot more people, and we're going to take care of them. So when you see Bill Ayers and all them, and it comes out in court, they had a plan to put 50 million Americans in re-education camps and kill 25 million. Remember that clip? We'll play it starting next segment. That came out in court. That's always been the plan. But they don't call them FEMA camps. They don't call it a communist takeover. They overthrow Trump. They kill Trump. They stage a bunch of false flags to blame right-wingers. They say we're terrorists. They arrest a bunch of the leadership, thousands at first. You don't respond. Then they start arresting hundreds of thousands. They take your property. They take everything. They've got you marked, folks. You're a Republican donor. You're an NRA member. You own a car dealership. You'll be in the second or third wave. They're going to come. If you resist, they're going to kill you. They're going to take your property. They're going to take your wife. They're going to take your kids. They're coming. They did it everywhere else. And at first, though, if you don't complain, they won't turn your bank account off. But that's just because they haven't gotten to you next. You're like, oh, don't take my bank account. I support the roundup. And you'll have to announce, you know, Trump deserved to be shot. Alex Jones deserved to be arrested or, you know, killed. You know, he fought back, or, you know, they'll say. And this is how they're testing it, and they're doing it. And Soros is spending billions a quarter on this right now. He still gets State Department money. And we've confirmed they've got paramilitary in every town. They've got their people prepared. They've got warehouses ready. They've got the food ready. For in the first wave of a collapse that they're trying to trigger, that Trump's fighting, that's why he's trying to stabilize the economy, because they were already supposed to implode it. That's why his main thing is just stabilize that constantly and go around cheerleading and pumping up the stock market, even though it's all fiat, because he knows their plan was to implode it. And they admit that was their plan. So now you see why Trump's so desperate and fighting so hard and trying to make America the leader and demanding money from all these countries we've helped and paid for to shore us up, to shore the dollar up. It was a very dangerous, very, very dangerous time. They're planning a communist overthrow that'll be directed by the big banks and the money people in a total takeover. And they think we're all dumb enough during this martial law to just go out and kill cops at, you know, at riot points and protest it and stuff. That's not what you do. The globalists are all going to remove themselves during this to other countries. They're going to have to be hit in those countries. We'll be right back to this.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Have you noticed during the impeachment fiasco, the fraud, the illegal garbage that's going on, none of it's being done according to congressional rules, Constitution, meaning it is the fruit of the poison tree, it's all illegitimate, should not even go to the fake trial of the Senate, because this will make that poison as well an illegitimate, it has to be sent back and done properly. That's not going to happen. You notice that they're all wearing American flag pins now, and American flag style ties, and we love the Constitution, and we love America, and we're the moral authority, and this is the Democrats that want God out of the schools and have done it, that want to abort babies, want to keep them alive, want to kill old people with euthanasia, the case for killing Granny. These are the people that are allowing NAMBLA to go have events with children unannounced in public schools in many cases, convicted child rapists running it. And we're told that, oh, the void, I see this all over the news, the void once filled by evangelicals, that's a new talking point, and Christians, is now filled by the Democrats. And you're like, well, Jerry Nadler, an America hater, just because he wore a red, white, and blue tie the other day doesn't mean that. He loves the country. No borders, no wall, no USA at all. America was never great. It's never going to be that great. Cuomo. All of them say that. All of them do that. They've sold the country out. They're globalist. But now they're going to protect America and due process from that foreign Russian agent. Oops. Record skips. I mean, Ukrainian agent. Donald Trump. And people are like, this doesn't make any sense. They don't care. They just want a spectacle to legitimize their attempt to remove the president. And people say, well, they didn't get him on Russiagate. They're not going to get him on this. They're getting him by distracting and diverting and not getting in trouble themselves by changing the subject. Again, it's like you walk in and a guy's on top of your wife having sex with her. She's got her legs wrapped around his neck like a pretzel. And it's your next door neighbor, and you go, Bob, what are you doing? And Bob jumps up, sweat all over him, breathing hard, and he says, Tim or David or whatever your name is, how dare you steal my car? You go, what? I didn't steal your car. And he goes, yeah, well, you're in trouble. And he gets a towel and walks out of your bedroom. And you're kind of like dumbfounded because you've just been gaslit. And that's what they do. They're literally criminals like locusts destroying the country, selling it out to the highest bidder. They get caught in the end game of it. And they turn around and they say, we don't want this impeachment, but it's with great moral authority we have to. It's the right thing for America. Meanwhile, the day Trump got elected, the impeachment begins now. We'll get him. Oh, the insurance policy. The coup starts now. But now they're, this is very solemn. Reporters like, do you hate Trump? How dare you say that? I'm a Christian. I love everyone. I am your moral authority. I run the capital of baby parts sales, San Francisco, where we arrest investigative reporters that expose that we keep babies alive and deliver them with their hearts still beating to be dissected in medical experiments. I'm Nancy Pelosi. I am your Lord and Savior. I am your moral authority. I'm Nancy Pelosi. Here's Scarborough, who was found with a dead intern in his office with her brains bashed out. Creepy Joe. Here he is talking about her. Here it is.
It seems to me that Nancy Pelosi is doing a lot more than serving as Speaker of the House. She's filling a void, a leadership void, and a moral void in this country.
By the way, a moral void that evangelicals used to fill.
That's right.
A moral void now that they do not fill, because white evangelicals are more supportive of Donald, of these policies. Yes. If you look at the polls, white evangelicals are more supportive of the caging of children, of these people dying. Inside of prison, these children. Look at every poll.
Concrete cell.
They are more supportive.
Yeah.
Of these policies, which are, I don't care what red letter Bible you have. I don't care. I do not care. Look at the red letters. This.
Turn him off. I can't listen anymore. I can't. He goes into how she's Jesus, basically, folks. Obviously, I don't have to repeat to you that it was Obama put him in the cages because he said borders open, millions poured across. The Border Patrol went, by law, we got to sort who they are. We can't just give them to people. This is trafficking. And Obama said, no, let them go. And even the Senate report said tens of thousands ended up being sex trafficked. Hundreds die. Type in your headline. Obama, catch and release of children allowed the sex trafficking and death of children. Senate report. By then, Trump built it up, got better facilities where it's nicer than most public schools. So they show video, and Elijah Cummings goes, I saw them, and they were pooping on a diaper. Yeah, the Border Patrol's wiping third world children's ass, taking care of it all, so a big, fat, bloated demon like you that sucks his own people dry and sit up there and bitch. They're trying to get into the country because it's a good country compared to those, and because we treat people really well, you lying sacks of garbage. I'm going to stop right there. You understand that the UN has staging bases and they flooded us with millions on record, funded with State Department money that Trump's already cut off. Most of them, they're pissed. You understand they've now built, they're building the centers in Austin. They've already built them in San Antonio where they bring in the African and Middle Easterners and pile them up and then prepare them to get put on welfare and then sent to live with Democrats. And the Democrats are living on average with three illegal aliens that have just been brought in during the bum rush, and then they all make livings off the welfare checks they get from the people they bring in. And the Mexican troops have been completely overrun by all of this. And we've been overrun. Yeah, there's video of us where we just caught hundreds in one shipment, and then gay guys, gay white guys ran over and started literally hitting our crew with their open wrist cans, like, oh, you racist, oh, no one's going to stop us, oh, we're bringing them in. I mean, it's just like, it's the Underground Railroad. People were getting out of the South into the North to get away from slavery. You know, like trying to get out of East Germany into West Germany. These aren't people Underground Railroad running from their wondrous, you know, place to their bad place. It's total inversion of reality. Our crew is across the street at night when they're sneaking hundreds of people out to be put on buses to be shipped all over the country, unvetted, unchecked, nothing. And then men run across going, you don't have free speech. I mean, just that's America. That's the left. Praise psychotics who are all getting paychecks to manage and run these. And now they're scooping the homeless up and giving them microchips and putting them in hotels in Austin. Oh, we've been there. Yeah, government, you screwed up. You didn't stop us. We got in all the facilities. Next week, it's all airing. Oh, we've really got your ass now. Hope you enjoy it. So, that's a little bit of what's coming up. I mean, this is the traitorous level of what's happening. This is the UN takeover. This is the globalist takeover. The globalists set up the UN inside the U.S. to take over the world and take us over. And that's the process. And Trump is trying to stop it, but he's got a government full of traitors at the power position. The average government person, mid-level and low-level, are our biggest fans. They know this stuff's true. I'm outside of federal buildings. I'm anywhere. People run, oh, we love you. Oh, God, you're great. Oh, don't. I hope they didn't catch me on camera. Oh, God, everybody loves you inside. It's worse than you know. Federal marshals, FBI, all of them, ATF. People saw what happened to the RNC, the ATF, and people were like, and the Secret Service like almost had me carried on their shoulders. They're good people. They know what's going on, the average person in government. But at the top are a bunch of globalists, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't even plug once this hour. And we got our biggest sales of the year going right now. And if I don't plug, we're not going to be here on air. A bunch of these big sales are about to end. DNA Force Plus is selling out. The sell on that's over. The krill oil is the best you're going to get out there. It's amazing for your heart, your body, your sleep, your focus. I mean, you talk about a nootropic. They don't advertise fish oil or krill oil as that. When it's really pure and good, it is. It's amazing. Get your krill oil. It's back in. Free shipping. Triple Patriot points.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.